This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Sarah Zumwalt from the Litchfield Public Library and Lynette Jones for the Litchfield Park District. Ladies, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Lynette, this is the first time I'm having someone outside the Park District talk with me outside of John Leonard.
That's right.
A curveball.
You wasn't expecting that,
no,
was
No, I was
you?
Not, actually. No, but it's always a pleasant surprise, and I know the Park District does a lot for the city, and we'll talk a little bit about that the road. Sarah, let's start with you first.
Okay.
The library is having a big event coming up on March 7th. It's called Princess and Pirate Day.
That's right.
So I guess there's going to be a lot of tiaras and R's flowing around. Tell me a little bit about this day.
Last year we did a Clifford's birthday party in conjunction with the Park District, and it worked out really well. We had a great crowd, and we decided to do something similar this year. So we first thought about Frozen, but that's just princesses. So then we brought pirates into the whole thing, and we're going to have a day. It's from March 7th from 1 to 3, and you can come and make crafts, play games. We have a Captain Hook's ring toss, pin the jewel on the princess, a lot of different games and crafts for the kids. It's geared toward preschool up to about third grade. It's all free. It's all at the community center. It's going to be a really good time. We're really excited.
And you're dealing with a demographic that I think needs to be tapped into a lot of and this kind of fulfills that mold. You mentioned Frozen.
Oh, yes.
As big as that juggernaut is, it doesn't really pertain to the guys unless you go for like Olaf or something like that. Mm-hmm. But at least this, you've got something for the girls, the princesses, and something for the boys,
right,
with the pirate setting. Was this easy to set up? I mean, this seems like an easy concept.
It was kind of interesting. Of course, when you think of pirates, you think of pirates' hats and swords and hooks.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got all of that coming. And then the princesses were extremely easy because everybody loves a jeweled tiara, and mm-hmm. we will definitely be having those.
So. And you think of the demographic, pirates are huge right now for with the kids. You've got Jake and the Neverland Pirates. You've got several programs that are deemed towards the kids with the pirates. You even got the Pirates of the Caribbean movies that are out. Princesses, you turn on Nickelodeon or Disney,
they're everywhere.
Everywhere you go, right, there's a princess thing. So, I mean, this really...
But there's going to be three crafts for boys, three crafts for girls, three mm-hmm. pirates, three princesses, and mm-hmm. then everybody will make a sand castle. There'll be games. We're hoping to do a treasure hunt. There'll be prizes that you can register for. If you can guess how much pirate's booty is in the box, then you'll win a prize. And every child will go home with a book. So
what's the book?
The princess books are different. There's all kinds of different ones. And then if the boys, the pirates, are Jake and the Neverland Pirates books.
Oops.
And they were all granted to the library through First Book, which is a giant organization that grants books to lower income organizations and things like that.
And you've had fairly big success with getting books donated to hand out for kids. I remember I had John in here not too long ago. They had, Meet with Santa, and the kids got a book.
Yes.
And that was from a grant
that
you guys...
That was from First Book also.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, so you've had pretty big success on this.
First Book is a great program, and they work with Disney Publishing, and there's a lot of overstock in that community, in that organization, and they donate the books to libraries and school districts and things like that to pass them out as incentives to read. So.
And you look at it, such a crucial time for kids. That the age that you're tapping into is such a crucial time because their minds are like sponges and
right.
and they're still developing, and you know right now they're on the good side, but and you want to keep them on that side, but you got to mold them and develop them in that way, and this is such a crucial time.
It's a great age. They still like to do crafts, they like to play games, and then if we can reward them with a book, maybe that will encourage their reading, and they'll become library patrons or even readers. So that's what we're hoping.
And you and I've, Sarah, talked about this. The library, the industry has changed so much with the advent of Kindles, iPads, iPods and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Everything now is online, which when you're dealing with kids sometimes could be a good thing or a bad thing. It's changed dramatically.
It has. We're still, you still can't beat a brick and mortar library. You still cannot beat the assortment of books that we have, the quality, the quantity. We get new books in every month. Every week there's new movies out, and we get them. So we try to give our readers what they want.
Big Hero 6 out today, by
absolutely.
The way.
We'll have it on the shelf by Friday at the latest. So it's great to be able to offer that to people.
And Lynette, this is in cooperation with the library and the park district working together, or how does this work?
We work together. We've worked, this is about a third or fourth event that we have worked together on. She needs a space, and I need somebody to do crafts. So we just kind of come together, and we invite all the community kids to come out and enjoy this time. At least get in and out of the snow, that's for sure. Our next event coming up will be our Easter egg hunt for the community, and it will be on the Saturday before Easter. Mm-hmm. It will be at Walden Park from 1 to 3. The Easter Bunny will come and give us a visit, take pictures, and, of course, there'll be oodles and gobs of eggs.
And, of course, one thing, and John Leonard's been in talking with me, there's a lot of attention out at Walton Park with the community center, with the pool. The park district does a lot for the city, and I think sometimes it goes noticed, but sometimes there's a part of it that goes kind of unnoticed.
Unnoticed is right. This year, I've been here 5 years, and this year we have started a rec book. We have everything listed in the town, in the community, in the county, that pertains to kids and the things that they can do throughout the year. A lot of it is swim lessons and Bible schools, but also we have a lot of things during the year that children can take advantage. And most of it is all free.
One event that's coming up, and we probably should mention this just to whet the appetite, is a summer concert series out at Walton Park, and that's going to be huge to draw attention to that area.
Oh, yes. We have a new stage out there. The bands have already been booked. They'll be coming in starting in June and going all the way through September. They are free. People can bring their own refreshments, their own food, and their own lawn chairs. There will be vendors on site. There'll be some nonprofit organizations that will be selling food. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's a free for the community. People can come out. They can enjoy the park. They do not have to feel like there's any obligations to them whatsoever.
And then, Sarah, on your end, if you look at to the west of the library or close to the library, there's this big circle thing that's been kind of used as a pottery plant or a place for plants all these years. That's going to get renovated, and there's going to be
a fountain
times four. I mean, take four. Mm-hmm. I believe it's four.
I think so.
At the library park area. So, I mean, that's going to be a huge addition to the area.
We're asked almost weekly, when's it going to be done? When's it going to be done? So we're hoping that it's done in time for Party in the Park this year, and it's going to be beautiful, and we're anxious to get it up and running, and I think it's going to be a great addition to the park. You'll be able to see the library behind it. It's going to be wonderful. We're really anxious to see it.
And I think they're at their final stages of fundraising, and and the amount that they need, I think, is not insurmountable that they can't obtain. So this is going to happen. Right. It's just time. Anyone seeking more information, because we're running out of time here, regarding the Princess and Pirate Day, what's the number that they can call?
They can look on our website. It's www.litchfieldpubliclibrary.org, or call the library, 217-324-3866.
And anything with the park district, what's the number?
They can call us out at the center. It is 217-324-9075.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you again.
Thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guests were Sarah Zumwalt for the Litchfield Library and Lynette Jones for the Litchfield Park District. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.